Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has moved, and all that came in through the fall has now been restored in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, and thank you for the most important thing, Lord, that you raised up disciples to be taught by you, hear from you, and walk in your footsteps. And last of all, that you raised up Paul, that didn't know you in the flesh, but got to know you in the spirit, and then encourages us also to get into these letters, get into what he has got to say, so that we can also wake up and see what we need to see, so that we can be what you predestined us to be, holy and blameless in Christ. So bless this word to us this day, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 1, verse 1 to 4. Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, and to the congregation, the ecclesia, the called out ones of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in all Achaia, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I so love Paul's word and message to the called out ones. And when we've woken up to Jesus, there's no way to be saved but through Jesus, amen? No name under heaven and earth but through Christ. And then we get born again and we receive the Holy Spirit, because who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And then we led into these beautiful words of apostles, called out ones, that you have touched their lives, and then they come and encourage us to wake up to this God of all comfort. To blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Father of mercies and the God of all comforts. And this is the reality, is we were caught up by the evil one, took hold of us, and he brought lies into our lives. But Jesus came so we can be saved and we can know the truth. And knowing the truth is not just knowing it in word, but it's knowing it indeed in words and indeed in every way. And so the beautiful comfort that all these letters of these beautiful apostles is the first fruits of the resurrection life that is available now in Christ. That it all starts with grace be to you and peace from our God. Because that's grace is the divine influence in God's heart. And the divine influence in his heart for the prophets before, we saw that. We can see that in Hebrews 11. And then we can see his divine influence for the disciples. We can see in the workings of Jesus with them. And then later on, paying the price, opening the door into heaven again, restoring us back, and then pouring out his spirit upon his disciples to go out and make disciples. And lo, he would be with them. So through the spirit, the presence of God is a reality to us at all times. And this is also the message of Paul. Amen. God met him, knocked him off his horse. He met us. He knocked us off our past. We all had to leave that. We need to just go back to the reality of the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples. And we also need to be disciples. Why do I say that? Because John 12 tells us that the seed has fallen into the ground. And it's Jesus talking there. And once he's fallen into the ground, he'll bear much fruit. And therefore, he says, how can we play a part in that? He says, turn away from the world, leave the world, and then follow me. And where I am, there you shall also be. So that's the reality for us as well. Paul was to leave the past and forget about knowing it's been washed and cleansed, and now be justified in the Spirit, be in tune with his God. And this is what the life that he lived in the presence of God, in the favor. And so it's exactly the same for us, guys. And so we can see here, we're going to go through squeezings. But Those squeezings is opportunity for God to show us the way. Jesus became perfect through what he suffered. He was the squeezings he went through. Then he would look to his Father and he would get the answers and he would overcome. Now it's the same with us. We've been called into this marvelous goodness of the blessed inheritance that we lost in Adam. Is now being restored. We're back into the family and we now got a race to run. And that's our names are written in heaven. That's our story. And so staying in tune with the Lord now, we walk in the goodness. We go through the squeezings, the tribulation, and we receive the comfort, and then we can comfort others. So it's a wonderful path, a predestined plan, and an inheritance that was being given to us. And this is what we stay in tune. We stay in tune with our God, and so we develop on schedule into our inheritance, into the good works that is laid out for us, that was predestined for us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.